I may not have a spouse, or you may not have a spouse, and you don't need a spouse to make you complete. It's a good thing to have one, if you can have a good loving spouse, but while you're waiting, you are still complete in Jesus. You are complete. You don't have to run around trying to fan him or her. Be still. You're complete. Enjoy that stage of your life. You are complete. He says you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24. You are healed. It's already done. He didn't say that sickness or pain will attach itself and try to come attach itself to your body. But you open your mouth and you say what he says. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. He sent his word and he healed me. I'm healed. Body, get in line. Body, get in line. You're not the boss. My spirit is in control and it knows well that it is healed by the stripes of Jesus. 1 things first. Learn who you are and whose you are, and then trust and obey. And you'll be so glad you made the decision to join the kingdom of God. There's nothing like it. It may seem like you know, when you're young, you may feel like you're missing out on stuff. But I promise you, you haven't missed anything. You haven't missed anything by not going out there, whatever they're doing nowadays. When I was coming up, you know, we was dancing, drinking and blah, blah, blah. That was our thing. They do so much other stuff now. But you don't miss anything. You got all this peace. You've kept your body. You've done your part. You've kept your body. And you put the right food. You didn't overeat. You didn't put all this poisonous junk in your body. Look at what you got. So if something comes to attack your body, you tell it, not here, not on this body. This is the temple of God. How dare you come try to touch this body? Get away from here. Be firm in it. Be firm in it. Stay the course. If it don't move that first time, say it again. Because it is your body, but your spirit man is the controlling agent. You don't have to fold. And you don't have to fall. But in case you do, in case you stumble and in case you fall, it's okay. God ain't mad at you. He's not mad. He's waiting for you to get up. You know, I got three little granddaughters back there. And every time one of them do something, a boo-boo will hurt themselves, here they come running. Nana, nana, nana. There's not too much I can do, but God, oh God, is there anything too hard for God? Nah, ain't nothing too hard for God. So if you fall, get up. Daddy, I messed up. Father, I fell, but come on. Arms wide open. Come on, baby. I got you. Isn't that a lot different picture than what you heard? Oh, it's a lot different from what I heard when I was growing up. Let me say, I don't know what you all heard when you all was growing up. But that's not the way he was presented to me all the time. And to know he loves me? See, y'all don't know Kathy like I know Kathy. And he loves me? So, you know, that's all I wanted all my life was somebody to love me just for me. I didn't have to put on any airs. I could just be Kathy. And he still loves me? Now, I'm talking about me, but guess what? You can say that about you, too. Because he have no particular person. So if it fits me and you in the kingdom, it fits you, too. But first things first. Learn who you are. Learn your rights in the kingdom. And then you take a stand on those rights. And nothing shall be impossible for you. Thank you.